There we go. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Tony and Debbie Underwood, and from originally Atlanta, but we're down here in a rainy Orlando. Just made it on the call in time. I'm glad our plane was a little early, and we just pulled off to the side of the road where it's thundering and lightning. So I hope wherever you are, you're having a maybe a drier day than we are. But we just wanted to take a few minutes this morning, and thanks for jumping on. As always, we record these calls, and every week hopefully you get a tidbit, even though you've heard it before. You always want to hear it again because you never know where that little tidbit's going to come from. And most of the time when we used to go to events and hear calls, I'm thinking, I've heard all this. And right at the end, it was that little tidbit that I heard. And I'm thinking, yes, I forgot all about that. Yeah, I need to implement that. I'm not doing that. So what Deb and I thought we'd do this morning is talk to you a little bit about promotion and objections. And before we get into the objection part, I wanted to promote a few things to you. And because the art of promotion is a skill that you learn. And we're down here for a function coming up next weekend in Orlando. So if you have anybody in Orlando for a one-day event, we are going to be talking mostly in the morning about the new products that just launched, the youth skincare line and the nutrition line, along, of course, with the other products. But those are the two main focus products that coming out of conference about 6-7 weeks ago that are really, really hitting the market strong, especially the skincare line. And I'm glad to say that I believe that all of the stock is now back in inventory, which is a good and a bad thing. We're glad that they do have it back. We're also glad that they ran out, because if they didn't, we wouldn't be moving the stuff. And we're going to be talking about that, and some of the ladies and some of the men will be doing some of the demos in Orlando. And that's going to be on the 7th from 9 a.m. to about 5 o'clock. So if you're not in the area, but do you know anybody or somebody in your team in the area, you know, get another event. Guests are always free. And you can go to www.shackleyorlandoevent.com, and you can get a ticket there. I think they're $30 for the day, $35, they'll be saying, for the day, which is a great bargain. And you get to do some samples and all that kind of stuff, and there's good fellowship as well. So that's looking forward to that coming up here on the 7th. And then on Monday night, if you've got anybody in Tampa, Deb and I are going to be doing a or helping with a meeting down there for an evening. I'm not sure where it's at, but you can text me. It's called Shackley in the City in Tampa. It's about a two-hour meeting on Monday night, so we're going to be there as well. So let's get started a little bit, Deb. You're sitting right next to me. How are you doing? And there you go.
I'm doing great. I hope I don't echo. Hopefully, Tony, on mute.
Well, we're about 2 feet apart, so that's okay. But, so one of the things that we talked about coming down on the plane was objections. You know, there's only about 6 objections that come up all the time. And we thought we'd cover them a little bit. And some of you probably know some of this. Some of you don't. But it's always good to go over them. And, of course, the two biggest ones are I don't have time, I don't have money. And then usually it's like, I'm not a salesperson, is this a pyramid, I don't have the money to buy anything. I mean, that pretty much covers 80-90% of everything that people are going to come up. And I've got to tell you up front, after doing this for 28 years, I used to take people's excuses. And there are extreme circumstances, I understand, but they are extreme, where some of those objections are valid. But after being in this for 28 years and doing this in 12 countries around the globe, I truly believe that 99% of it is excuses. Now, they're excuses in their mind. They're pretty genuine, but they are excuses. So the excuse they normally give you is really not the reason why they're not going to do it. They may have major fear. They may not like you. It's something else that's hidden behind the objection that they give you 90-plus percent of the time. So, Deb, why don't we start off a little bit from your standpoint? I know you've got a different personality than me, and it takes all different personalities, but basically the objections are the same. You just handle them differently. So I'm going to hand over to you, Deb.
You know, you're right. We do handle them differently. And I think from my perspective, one of the things that we must never do when we're handling objections is go into defense mode. That never sits well when you come out fighting, defending Shackley, defending the business, defending your position in the business. So let's not think about that. Let's think about asking questions. And the whole of this business really is about asking questions. And like Tony just said, we're trying to get to the the root of the problem. We're trying to find the truth. So we're peeling back the layers, and we do it by asking questions. So I think that's really, really important, first of all, to get the right mindset as we go into a conversation with somebody. So don't think that necessarily when they come up with an objection that we have got to go in there and be so strong and fighting. That's not what it's all about. We need to clarify their position first. What do you mean by that? Tell me a little bit more about that. Well, when you say this, what do you really mean? So let's open them up a little bit, get down to the root of the problem, and then we can find the solution, because that's what we are. We are solution finders. So, Tony, I believe we're going to do a little bit of role play here. Are you still there on the line? I made him get
up. Yeah, before we do that, Deb, one of the things that you can cut down on half the objections at least is if you cover the objections up front before you even sit down with them and start discussing either the business or the products. And you've heard so many times about having a conversation with somebody. So if I'm sat down with somebody and I'm going to talk to them about the business side, then I'm going to have a conversation about, you know, what it is that they want. I'm going to dig deeper what they want. What is their desire? You know, what is it they're looking for? And then I'm going to say, look, in any business, this takes time, right? You understand that. And they say, yes. And I say, what kind of time would you be willing to take out of your busy schedule to get what you want? You have 168 hours. I know that you're busy. I know you've got three kids. I know you have a job. I know you've got a sick mother in the hospital. But what are you willing to give up, okay, to make $2,000 a month? And I let them answer, because that's one of the objections that you're trying to cover is I don't have time. Well, if you cover that up front, it's very difficult or more difficult for them to come back and say, after you've shown them the business plan, well, I really don't have time to do this, because they just told you that, you know, I'm willing to put 10 hours in to get what I want. And the second part to that is I say, look, in any business, do you think you can start a business for absolutely nothing, with no investment whatsoever? And, again, I'm stating the obvious, but, you know, 99 times out of 100, they'll say, well, of course not. And I say, well, depending on your desire and dream and what you want to do and what you're telling me, is that it's going to cost you about $1,000 in a business of your own to get started. I'm not afraid to go high first, because I know that, yes, you can get started with one success pack, which is $300, and sometimes our belief level is not there, so we lower the bar, okay? And then we try to say, well, let's just try to get them in, rather than just saying, hey, it's $1,000. In a business of your own, if they've got a dream, they've got a desire, and they want to go for something that can change their lifestyle, and then $1,000 is not, in my opinion, a heavy investment as a business goes, okay? Now, if they can't do $1,000, you can always come down to two or three packs. So I want to encourage you guys to think big, okay? And it's all about having that conversation. So will that eliminate all of the objections? Of course not. Do we have people that get in and spend $600 and say they want to do this and they want this and they wanted to put 10 hours in and then they quit a month later? Yes, absolutely. I don't know why. They talked to five people and five people licked the red off their candy or said no and they're done. And that's something that you can't control. But you can control how you talk to them up front, which will eliminate a lot of that wishy-washiness going back and forth and trying to be nice and friendly. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but if you're gonna make a pitch, then make a pitch. Right, Deb? Make a pitch on what you want and where they want to go, and you'll reduce that. You won't eliminate it totally, but you'll reduce it greatly if you have posture. And that goes along with products or anything you're going to do. Right, Deb?
Yeah, absolutely. And the number of times that Tony and I have been totally surprised by sitting down with a couple or a single, and they said, absolutely, I'm ready to go for the 1,000 pack. And we're looking at one another thinking, gosh, I never would have thought that he'd be the one or she'd be the one that would go for the 1,000 pack. So always show them the whole smorgasbord. Don't shortchange yourself, or more importantly, don't shortchange them from having more success.
Exactly. And if you're talking to somebody where they're not interested in any type of business, then, yes, talk to them about the products. And don't try to ram the business down their throat if they're not looking at it. Everything in networking, the professionals in networking will tell you, it's all about the pre-qualification and the conversation that you have up front. it makes the close easier at the end. If you're wishy-washy on the front end and you're trying to sell Shackley, or you're trying to explain to them how good Shackley is, or you're trying to give them your opinion on how good it's been for you, yes, you can do a one-minute testimony, but it's always what's in it for them. You've always got to find out what is going to drive them. What is going to, for example, the meeting next week in Orlando, what would drive somebody to get from to drive from Tampa in traffic, okay, on an early Saturday morning to come over for a day, maybe as a guest, and be in a room for 5-6 hours to hear something they don't know a lot about, they know a little bit about. So what would drive them to do that? The only thing that would drive them, if you give them a reason to, if their energy is low and they want to feel better, if they've got joint issues and they've been trying for 3 years to fix it and they can't, they've got financial difficulties. It has everything to do with what they want. That's what's going to make them come home from work, get changed in an hour, pick up a quick sandwich, and then drive to an event or a meeting or meet somebody because of what they want, not what you want, okay? So this is really, I learned this years ago, and it took me a while to understand that because I was always, believe it or not, so nice and say, oh, don't worry, I understand. And again, if you find out what they want, trust me, you'll cut down on a lot of the no-shows, and you'll cut a lot of people that just say, well, let me get back to you next week, because that doesn't work either. They're not going to call you back, right, Deb?
Absolutely. You're right. So where do we go from here, Tony? I think we're ready to go on.
Well, why don't you
part.
Talk a little bit from a lady standpoint on the product, Deb? So, I mean, you deal a lot more with the product side than I do, so maybe you could cover some of the objections people have or how that
right.
works from, especially with the new youth products and nutritional products.
Right. And some of the objections are very simple because, you know, we have great products. We have a wonderful guarantee that really kind of takes care of most people's problems with the problem with the products. But, you know, you need to, if somebody says, for example, well, I'm not sure I really want to become a member right now. I'm not really sure if I like the products. Then come back very confidently and say, that's great. We have a program for that. Let me show you how that we can get you just what product would you like to start with? Let me just get you one product in your hand and see how you do. And then I can show you thereafter if you like the product, I want you to get the best bang for your buck as a good preferred customer of mine. So, you know, always be confident about there is a way to meet the needs that you have as you're going forward. Now, if people have product questions that maybe you can't answer, say, oh, that's a really good question. You know, I haven't had that question before, but I can get the answer. I know where to get it from. In fact, right now, do you have a moment? I can get somebody on the phone with us that will be able to answer that question if you've got somebody that can do that for you. If you can't, then say, you know, I'm going to get right back to you with an answer on that question. When will be a good time that we can get together on the phone again or we can get together face-to-face and I can have these questions answered for you? And by the way, do you have any other questions maybe that I can answer? A lot of questions you'll find are very simple to answer by just maybe getting out the product catalog and saying, look, here's the ingredients. Here's the clinical trials at the back. You know, these things have been put together by Shackley because they really care about the quality of their product and they care about the potency and how it works in your body. So understand that a company like this could not survive with 100% guarantee if they weren't really putting good quality products in your hands. So I'm always very, very confident about our products. So I think that covers a little bit on the products, right, Tony?
Exactly. So we've covered the two main objections, the time and the money, which I gave you some examples about trying to handle that up front. And because that's 70% of the objections anyway, the time and the money issue, because it's the easiest thing for people to say. But if you really think about it, folks, I mean, you sit there and think, when somebody says to you, I don't have time, do you honestly think that they don't have time? Because I'm a true believer. When I go out on a night day or a weekend, there are thousands of people that are in Chili's restaurant, or they're eating at the steakhouse, or they're at the football game, or they're at the soccer game, or at the baseball game, or and they're buying hot dogs, and they're buying popcorn, or they might be at a concert. So I think people are going to do what they want to do. or they're going to go and buy these young millennials who I hear that they don't have any money, but they're about to buy $1,000 on a new iPhone so that they can look at their face and they can react their phone to get their phone charged up or whatever it's going to do. So people, I believe, are going to spend money on what they think is important to them. That's why it's so important to really find out what people want. And the other objections you get a couple times, and I don't get this very often, but, you know, is this some kind of pyramid? And Debbie mentioned to it in the beginning, don't be defensive. Don't say, well, no, it's not. Just ask them, well, what do you mean by a pyramid? What do you think that is? And most of the time, they really don't know because they read it somewhere or their neighbor told them something. And so you ask questions again, and usually they don't know. And if they do know, and they usually say something like, well, the guy at the top makes all the money. And then I say, well, if I was to show you in a couple of minutes, okay, that may not be the case, would you be open to receive that information? And I never had anyone say to me, no, I wouldn't. And I sit down and I explain to them, as you guys, a lot of you on the phone here, understand that if you are an executive coordinator and you can sponsor 3 years later a master coordinator in debt, then the master coordinator is going to make more money based on 1099s from Shackley than the executive is. So that's how I explain it to people. And they go, oh, I didn't realize that, because they don't understand marketing. The other question people say, well, I don't have your personality, or I'm not some, you know, kind of salesperson. Well, if I told you that 90% plus of people that get into network marketing don't come from a sales background, that has to do with just belief in themselves. And that's why I believe that one of the elements that is missing a lot of the time in this is personal development. Because without personal development, you can't grow. And sometimes you have to grow before your business grows. And that we were embedded in that for years. And I believe Shackley has some great training videos. We have some meetings. But I don't feel personally that's even enough to really get a lot of people where they need to go. Because your car is a university on wheels. I mean, there's a lot of people spend a lot of time in cars or traveling to and from work these days. And so what are you putting into your brain? Are you putting the radio? Are you putting in the CNN news, which is negative? Do you just listen to music, which is okay? Or do you put something in it that can inspire you, like how to contact people, how to follow up? There's so much information out there, from Tony Robbins to Eric Worre to books to tapes to personal development, that I really, really think that that would help people a lot get over their fears or get over their belief, which is most of their problems, okay? So that's what I encourage you to do. Get some kind of personal development program and just learn. It'll help you in everything you do in life, not just the business, but it'll help you with your kids. It'll help you with your marriage. It'll help you with going to church or whatever you do, okay? And then that's most of the objections. And then sometimes people say, well, the price of the products. Because you've given them a catalog, and they've looked at one price in there, and they all of a sudden they think 333 products are too expensive. So, again, we ask them a question, well, which product do you think is too expensive? Because I don't think anyone can beat the price of Basic H when you dilute it for 1 cent a bottle. So, again, they probably looked at one price, and they compared it to a non-Cadillac product that they bought in the GNC store, and they base it on that. That comes down to knowledge. It comes down to asking questions again. And everything, guys, I got to tell you, I can't encourage you enough. Everything that we do has to do with pre-qualification and asking questions up front. It will save you a lot of time. It will save you a lot of hassle. Trust me. And so be nice, but don't be nice, if you know what I mean. And people will read that because they'll believe in what you have. And when you do that, watch your volume go up, watch your posture go up, and watch more people join your team. Right, Deb? Did we wrap up here in a few minutes?
Absolutely. And as you were saying that, I was smiling about the questions, because we used to have a little competition way back when we were learning this, asking questions when we were talking to prospects. And I get off the phone, and the first thing Tony would say to me, how many questions did you ask? And I'd start counting them, and most of the time I couldn't get beyond my first hand. In other words, less than five. So our motto became, you've got to ask five or more. Ask five or more questions. Because if you're not doing that, you're really not getting to know what that person's made of. You're not getting underneath their skin. You're not really finding out what's at the heart of things. So Absolutely. Do that yourself. Make sure that when you come off the phone, you can count more than five questions that you've asked on that phone call and that you just haven't been blasting your knowledge about chakra down the phone, because that's not going to do it, guys. It really isn't.
Exactly. And you know, and another way is a time saver is, you know, I mean, last Sunday I did three quick webinars at home, and within an hour and a half, I'd already spoken to three people in an hour and a half. And I never left my home. And so, again, any way you can skin a cat here, okay, you don't have to spend 50 hours a week. You just got to be consistent in what you do and talking to people on a consistent basis. That's how you get better. That's how you better handle objections, because you talk to more people and your knowledge just keeps getting more and more and more. And that's all we do. We just share the opportunity with people. So hopefully that helped you a little bit. Maybe there's a couple of tidbits in there. Maybe you didn't learn anything. But pass this on, and there may be somebody in your team that is not on the call because they forgot or for whatever reason, okay? And the last thing is we'll just be praying for you guys in the Texas area and Florida on the hurricanes. And I know we have a lot of people that was devastated. And, again, there's some people out there that were devastated and they're still, you know, building and carrying on their Shakti business. And there's other people that are devastated and they can't get up yet. So we understand that. So hopefully everybody is safe, and I know we got a lot of people in Florida that were hurt by that, and so we'll pray for those guys that they have a quick recovery and everything turns out that great for the future. So thank you for listening this morning, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys who's coming to Orlando next Saturday, and if you're in Tampa, we'll see you on Monday, okay? So have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week. Bye-bye.